Next patient was Karen Koenig. That is K-O-E-N-I-G, Koenig. Karen, K-A-R-E-N. Their birth is 12-18-48. Date of visit is 6-15-23. Please make a copy for Dr. Diego Torres, MD. Torres is T-O-R-R-E-S, Diego, D-I-E-G-O. Diego Torres, MD. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of COVID. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 74-year-old lady who had an episode of COVID-19 infection in December of 22. Has been short of breath with activity and has experienced some chest tightness intermittently. The patient says she can walk 2 miles without any difficulty, but sometimes she is short of breath when she ambulates around in the house and has had no chest pains or significant fevers, chills, or palpitations. She has been on a Ventolin inhaler on a PRN basis. The patient also states she has had a previous diagnosis of asthma, but had no problems up until this year. The chest X-ray done on 5/2/23 showed no active disease. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for a C-section in 1990. Labial precancerous lesion in 2017, resected. And ovarian cysts resected bilaterally in the 1970s. She also was treated for hepatitis C in 66 and COVID-19 infection in January of 22, as well as January 23. Next paragraph, allergies, no dry allergies listed. Next paragraph, habits, patient does not smoke, drinks alcohol moderately. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of cancer of the prostate. Mother died at age 97 and had COPD. Next paragraph. Previous sessions, the patient has fatigue, no fever, she has cataracts, no glaucoma. She has hoarseness and tightness in the chest and some cough, the shortness of breath, and also has heartburn and denies diarrhea, denies arm pain, chest pain or palpitations, but has some leg edema, so no depression or anxiety. She has joint pains, muscle aches, no headaches, seizures, or memory loss, and no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, physical exam, this averagely built elderly white female is alert. No acute distress, no pallor, sign of this clubbing or peripheral edema. Blood pressure, 138 by 80, pulse is 78 as patients are 20 times 7 to weight is 150, saturation 95. HG and ear norms, phallic pupils react to an equal. Tongue is moist. Ears not mentioned, throat was clear. Next, subtenobruation of thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds of the basis with no crackles or wheezes. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremity is mild peripheral edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, brush number 1. Oh, can you mention neurologically reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Next paragraph, brush number 1. Reactive airways disease and number 2 is hyperlipidemia. Number 3, history of COVID-19 infection and number 4 is number 4 is gastroesophageal reflux. Next paragraph, plan the patient will be sent for a chest CT with contrast. Also get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies, CBC, CMP, and IgE level. I was advised to use a Ventil and HFA inhaler 2 plus QIDPRN. And also advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Melissa CP. That is M-E-L-I-S-S-A, C-P-S-C-P-E, A-R-N-P, and Diego Torres, MD. Thank you for this conversation. Just talk to D'Souza.